Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes. And you know, life is about what you think, really, substance in our thoughts. Just as how you see evil manifest in people because of their thinking, you know. And something else, the feeling. And it may be that the both of them can act up the same time, but they can be distinctly seen that the thoughts or the thought about something can come first, and it was not a feeling you were sensing. Thinking about something and liking something, the feeling did not come first. It's the thought, from my experience, that's the way I see it. But also a feeling can arouse thoughts too. That's how I am sensing it with myself. So I don't know for you. However, what we are thinking is administration. The distinction between thinking and feeling is that feeling is not administrative. You get it? Now, I think I will surely be right on this one when I say that feeling, emotion, is not an administrative power inside of us. It has the role to play in our function. But if the feeling becomes administrative and that feeling comes in to do certain things and your mind does not agree with it because the mind calculates danger, but the feeling, I don't see to do that. Do you? Does your feeling work as administration to make you do things? I don't see that. Cannot go in that direction with the way we live and transact any kind of action. So, like I say, a feeling can lead your mind to become administrative over what you begin to sense as a feeling, as an emotion. That can happen, but we are to know distinctly when it is the mind that suggests doing something good or bad. What do you think about that? That's the way I see it. Now, I want you to call me at right here, right now, and we have quite a bit of, let's say, 2 hours to go when you can call in and talk to me. Once we touch 6 o'clock on the dot, the system does not answer or take in any call after that. But if you are logged in before 6 o'clock, you can be on the program until 7. Okay? So, what I am looking at right now, what is really, really moving on inside of my mind, not my feeling. As far as I know, my feelings never administrate anything. It can only suggest. My feelings will suggest. And then if I don't know anything else, if I don't have any knowledge that repel what my feeling is saying, a knowledge would be what the feeling wants is something negative. My mind recognizes that is negative, and if I do something like what my feeling's telling me, my life will be messed up if I do it, right? So you have got to make the distinction of what is going on inside of your human system, how it works. Right? You can't dictate how it works. We come with our system set up and we develop maturity in thought to understand these kinds of working in our system, that you have an emotion and your emotion can send the brain a signal, say, I like this. You know, and then your feelings got to be respected because your feelings may not be wrong all the time, you know, right? But it's better when your mind coerced your feelings to do what it wants, because the mind has to take responsibility for what it is instructing your system to do. You can't blame nobody else. But if you follow temptation, you know, is not a thing for, you know, you blame temptation on emotion and feeling. that drags your mind into it. That's how I see it. Right? So that's why you have to respect the power of your mind and don't corrupt your mind. Train yourself with this distinction that you are to decide. You do, not your feeling. Because you will be forever in prison house, in the prison house, if you allow your feeling, like your sexual feeling or any other feeling, if you allow that to go rape or destroy anything, it's your mind going to give. Because you go to a court of law and the judge asks you, why did you do that? You can't say, I feel so, because they can't hold you responsible for what you're talking about. You feel so. They're going to blame your mind. The judge is going to say, wait a minute, are you in your right mind? Not in your right feelings. You never hear that. No, so, no, look, it's either I am right or I am wrong in saying that. But I know from I was born, and everything I see around me as a logical way of communication and action. It is your mind that is being taught, and discipline is not your feeling. Your mind receives discipline, not your feeling. Your feeling is set to work the way it does, but not our minds, because our minds have got to develop to understand things. And when you feel like certain things, you say, no, not now, I can't do that. Or maybe the feeling is not wrong. It's a good feeling, but your mind able to say, I cannot do that now. It has to be the right time, right? And all that kind of stuff. So, all right. Let me step forward to something else. I hope that what I say is clear and understandable. And when it is, you have something to hold on to. Say you get an idea about something. Like, you know, when you learn the difference between believe and knowledge, it's important to know the difference between the act of believing. The act of believe is a action word, whether it is mentally or physically. It is an act you're committing when you believe in something, right? Now, because we have been taught to believe, let's say we in the diaspora that don't know nothing but the Bible and God and Jesus and Satan and Adam and Eve in the garden, so forth and so on. I mean, Ten Commandments by Moses. We grow up and are taught those things by white people, but we don't know how white people teach us. If we know before Christ the world that exists, we would understand that. But we who are raised up under AD and Adamani, we don't know that. So we don't ask people about their knowledge. We ask them about their belief. Do you believe this? Do you believe that? But that is the... That is a very serious misapplication of the word believe and how it operates. Believe. Believe is an action word. It's a verb. When you put your belief into something, so the first time, there has to be a first time that you believe in something. It can't be twice, not unless you revoke the first belief that you did. You take it out and maybe you don't believe it anymore. So you revoke. You know better. You're not believing that because you learned something. All right. Knowledge is what you get that caused you to revoke your belief. Right? What you did believe in maybe a year or so ago, you learned something better, so you don't believe in that thing anymore. All right. I'm trying to tell you the distinction, etymological words that we use, we must know exactly how they are used. So we're talking about the knowledge that we are to have. You see, it's not our feelings work with knowledge. It's our minds. We got to know all these things. This knowledge gives us proper command over our actions. See that? And you by no means leave it to chance when you use your mind to think properly. Sort out the issues. All right? And somebody asks you, do you believe in God? That's not the right thing to ask. But we grew up in church and we think that believing God is the right thing. When you believe in God, no, there is a serious problem with using belief like that. And so somebody, but not when we grow up into the church. We want to find a fault. We will not find any fault with using belief, these common and dreadful, destructive ways. So I'm telling you what a word clarification led me to know. Belief is something that you're born to do mentally, not emotionally, right? Because it is an act. And when you're acting under your feeling, you're in trouble. Because your feelings is not going to tell you turn left or turn right. It is telling you to commit yourself to what you feel. You don't want to commit yourself to what you feel. You need to know first. Search it out first. Right? Before you accept your feeling. So if somebody asks you, do you believe in God? Oh, the way we are very, very convinced about God. Abraham God. You know? we are not open to anything else but believing. But the story about Adam and Eve in the garden and about sin and Jesus come to save us and all that. You start believing in the creation story of the Bible. It's not history. And after a while, you don't regard anything else but what the Bible says. And for you, the Bible become history and anything it says about something that can be considered history. But I'm telling you, it is the worst mistake or ignorance that we learn. The worst one is to believe in God. Now somebody's going to say, what is he saying? But check out the word definition of belief. And you will find out I am right. Because when you believe in what you don't know is as good, many times you're making such an error that you don't realize that when you believe in something you don't know and you are fully convinced it exists, you, if it is something to play out next month or somewhere there. All right. You believe in some venture and you put some money into the venture because you believe what somebody convinced you to submit yourself to. So you invest into something and somebody as it were, guarantee you. And a lot of time, we do things because we trust in people. And you think with them, I say, all right, you don't even ask them for right. an affirmation and an agreement. Write an agreement and of which the both of yours and they must sign it. You know, two of you sign it if possible. At least the person who's making the proposition is the one to sign it, right? And you can sign it if you want. But the person who is propositioning you must sign that. But the thing is, you trust this person that you think it is an insult and disrespect if you ask them to sign their name to what they send. You see what I mean? You believe them. You trust them in such a way that you think to ask them to sign it like you don't trust them. All right. Well, look here. You're not to believe in somebody so much. And there are some exclusion to what I'm saying because you can make this rule or you can break this rule. You should not do it, but you can have somebody that tell you something and it's as good as gold. It's like, you know, it's like they sign it when they didn't sign it because you respect them so much that you think they are, you know, they're telling you the truth, right? Based on how you know them and so forth. But what happened if that person should have a change of mind and decide to do something and have you help sponsor what they are going to do? And you don't know that. You have the trust of the person where you have long time. And now you don't know them change. They're not telling you. Because they want to be successful at what they're going to do, but they're not telling you all of that, right? And they're going to make you subscribe to it until time come when you should benefit from what you enter into, and you find out, say, either you don't see the person, you can't find them, or they come back with a bad luck story and tell you. Now, had you known that, you would not have... You would not go into the venture at all. They say, well, you know what? I can't do that. Because if you know the thing, you have some judgment of what is going on. Your mind, not your emotion. And that's why you are not to believe as a practice to anything that you don't know. You must have maximum confidence in that person you're trusting, and you're doing at your own risk, even when you do that. Because any human being mind is likely to change. It may not. But how are you going to know when? When are you going to know that somebody tricking you? You know what I mean? Or are you going to know that? All right. I'm going to tell you more about that idea. When you find out that there is a difference between belief and knowledge, you may say, well, you know what? This guy is right, you know. At first, and you may say, like for years, you have always felt that it's okay to use believe like that. But look how many years I didn't know the difference between them. You know what I mean? It is true. For many years I didn't know the difference until I begin to read carefully and check words that is carrying the message I'm delivering, right? And I'm saying to you, my friends, it is not something to play with. Words are not things to play with, right? So if you follow what I'm telling you about the use of words, you can be a lot of
You can be a lot, you can get into certain character feel very formidable and raise a lot of eyebrow when you tell them certain things because we are not accustomed to them. And when you learn them and you drop them, you know, drop them, take them out of your system, your mind, and begin to use the words, begin to use words the right way, then this is when you are able to help other people and keep out of trouble. All right? So now I'm telling you that the world that we are in right now is one that calls for proper word usage. And you may think that you go to a university, right? But if I ask you, in how many ways you can apply the word, it's two words together, surgical strike. And maybe you have to think about it. In how many things you could apply surgical strike to? A lot of people with a lot of education don't learn that yet. No. Because application of words depends on, like, the word may have like 16 definitions, right? You know that. Good. Words have, a lot of words have many different definitions underneath their control. So you have got to know, pick out the definition or the definitions from that word to use in a message you're delivering if you're writing, right? Because words mean, words carry meaning, and that's why we use words. But what happens when you don't know the proper meaning, and especially if you're doing sophisticated things, even if it is not sophisticated, you are commanded by honesty and for all that is good to know the definitions you are applying to any issue, applying it contextually. You must know that all the time, and don't make nobody fool you. So disbelieve that I grew up in church and accustomed to, it's when I'm turn gray-haired man, I begin to find that out. Don't answer to anything that asks you for your belief, because belief is not authority. Belief is putting trust, confidence into something, not nothing. Now, I can prove to you that right now, the church's belief and conviction about God, Adam and Eve in a garden, and Jesus Christ and the prophecies. God, first of all, I prove to you that your belief, like mine was, in God of the Bible, you're believing in nothing. Based on what I just explained to you, don't believe in what somebody tell you and you have no proof to it. Unless there are some exception, but believing in the God of the Bible is not one of them. Believing in Adam and Eve in a garden is not one of them, because you can't find God in any garden, because the Bible says he's a spirit God. So if somebody is telling you to believe in something that is spiritual, but you can't see the fact in what they're saying, bad, bad shape. You're doing something wrong. Yes, that's a fact. If you believe in God, and God is a spirit, and I believe you believe in it, look, This world is a big, wide world and complex world. And when there is a book like the Bible, which doesn't have an academic consultant or teacher review to say the creation story with a spirit God is a fact. No historian ever said that. No. If no historian cannot approve of the book, and you may even have some historians who believe in the Bible. So it shows how educated you can be, and you're stupid too. Because how can you be an historian and know very well that the definitions for the word history, whether it's one definition or two or more to it, but denotatively, history means record of the past. You know, and if you have any other sub type of reason or meaning to history, because you can have prehistory, but it's going to come along. Even if you say prehistory, it's a record of the past. And if you say modern history, it means something that is recorded, right? But usually we are talking about people of the past, actions of the past. You can't get something that never happened to be history. You just can't. All right? You getting me? Now, I'm talking about when we're going to do something, what kind of mind and thinking we are doing. Because when we are going to do an act, words are the things, words are the conduit by which legitimize what we say. Yes, that's true. If you can't legitimize what you say, because after you speak it, if you must give account for what you said yesterday, you can't do it mute. You have to do it speaking and represent exactly what you said yesterday. If you can't do that, you fail. You fail to communicate, and you can't work no transaction like that. You have to know what you said and maintain it forevermore, because if it is the truth, then you're successful. But if you're lying and you're changing up your words, it does not work like that. So when I'm telling you about belief, think about what I'm saying, because now it's normative in the world where I and everybody I know believe, you know, in God, in Jesus, and everything that the Bible story tells us. And I'm saying it's wrong, because the people who write the Bible, they don't give a piss whether the European people who write the Bible, you probably don't even think of European white people write the Bible. You might not think so, because you believe the Bible is the word of God. That in and of itself illustrate what I say about believing in what you don't know. Why you believe in a Bible that no academic historian say the creation story in the Bible is true? Why? Now, you think faith can make it true? You think faith, you find God anytime? Because if now you're alive in the human entity, where the Bible says God made us and put us, Why is it that God cannot come to some fruition, an identity that you can say you know God? Seeing is seeing. Seeing something gives you authority to believe or not to believe in it. Because if you believe in something, the thing must be true. It must not be something that of doubt or ambiguity about, or just holding strong conviction in the thing because somebody tell you so. And they may say, look at the trees, look at the clouds and all this kind of stuff. No, while hiding the objects, they're telling you, I mean, God is a spirit, but look, he make the trees, he make everything. Now, wait a minute now. Why God remains a spirit and we only have what he creates to look on and say, God make this? Now, that is leaving. It's wrong to think like that. It's mad. It's crazy, right? You're a loser. And if you don't suffer any serious damages doing it, watch out. There may just be around the corner that you're going to realize that you have been doing something wrong because you believe. And how you are supporting stuff that you believe and never require any kind of evidence for it. You think like it is not a respectable for evidence in the Bible that Adam and Eve, when it tells you that the garden was there and pointing out in the east of the garden and stuff like that. That is not a garden up in the sky. It's a garden on earth. So although the Bible says God is a spirit, right? Now, we don't necessarily want to see God. We want to see the place where it says God did something, such as in our origin, he created Adam and Eve. But what kind of a condition are we in when we have so much direction used in the Bible, assuring that the garden is real, but when it comes down to find the evidence that the garden is real. What does it take for the garden to be real? Evidence of the place, right? So all a garden is written in the Bible to be on earth, there is some geography, some place on earth, they write the Bible to say, God made Adam and Eve in a garden out of the dust. So, I mean, what sense is it going to make to you now? Is it that you're going to say, well, you have to have faith in it? How can faith produce a garden in a piece of geography on earth? Oh, faith can make it happen. You can't see faith. Faith is a dynamical force inside of you. But our dynamical force is what's supposed to create actuality. When you don't have actuality, what do you have? Foolishness. Foolishness. So if you're going to hold on to faith and believe in something and pay any price because it's a God, you know, or Jesus, you're mad and crazy. And now it sounds like it's blasphemy time, where I am blaspheming. I'm not blaspheming. I'm using the etymological word logically and sober. I am sane. And I'm saying how we associate tangible and intangible. Right? If God is an actual spirit and is doing these kind of things for people. We must see that whatever they wrote in the Bible, whoever wrote it, if they are pointing out that a garden is planted by a God and all the things that followed, a garden in, you know, on a piece of geography somewhere. Now, we should, it can't just say a garden and don't tell us where it's at, because there is no expectation, neither by God or us then, if you have a real God, that we are going to just go on and can never know where that garden is, but we are doing everything that God said. If God is telling us there's a garden here on earth, why we don't see it? If I tell you that the Sphinx in Egypt is there with its head turned to the east. If you go to Egypt, you'll see it. Okay? There's a place in the Middle East called Eridu and called Iraq, right? And called Erich and places like that. In history, and you'll find those places, a place in history called Africa. There are people who live in Africa. People, every life form come out of Africa, right? And we who are Africans, never been to Africa, but we have been transported out of Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere. Here we are. Must somebody think that we died out and we don't live no more? No, here we are. So, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, because what I'm saying to you is like telling you to throw away the church and the Bible and go to history that tells you if you're going to hold faith like in God and that God is going to bless you after you're dead and stuff like that. You are duped, because now you have this strong conviction in believing in God and Jesus and Satan and all that. And that's the world that the white people make. You know, an intangible notion about a world. And if you're in history, you wouldn't feel abnormal to agree with the history, where you can go anywhere and find what history is saying, but not the Bible. So you're talking about Saul of Tarsus and Peter, you know, praying upon the housetop and all this kind of stuff, and Jesus walking on the Sea of Galilee and stuff like that. All those things, you believe first in Adam and Eve in the garden, that God created Adam and Eve out of the dust and all that. And all these other stuff, lies that they tell, they pile up on your basic belief. Right? That makes you now of a name, a believer in Christ. You're not going to come out of this dark hole of believing what is not true. When you hold on tightly to what is not true, because that's all ever preached to you, you're dead, spiritually dead. And you're speaking in tongues and all that kind of stuff. And you think like, you know, I am blaspheming now. I'm not blaspheming. I used to think so too, that I was blaspheming. But the truth sets you free. You don't know any truth when you are just believing in something you don't know. You hope that it will be true, but certain things are too valuable. It's going to cost you if you just believe, and you're not going to get anything, and you will foolishly wait until after you're dead or after some other time you may be alive, and you're going to find out that It never happened. I've been set up like that, where somebody tell me something, and I believe into what they're talking about. And they'll say to me that I am not going to, it's not going to cost me anything up front. There is a back end. After things work out, I will be all right. I'm skeptical, but this friend is a friend that I respect. No, this friend is scaring me down. And then when come time now for thing to come to maturity, and I expect to see what this friend tells me, dear, that is when, because I am sitting and waiting and say, all right, since it's not going to cost me anything, I'm going to cooperate. But, you know, I'm wait until that time to see if it will work like he said. The back end, I'm going to, like, get what is mine. Well, when the time came to prove it, they want me to pay up front before the process go. So come to find out, my friend was a liar. Yeah, so I'm telling you, my friends, it is expedient, very crucial for us to pay attention to words. What I'm saying to you is in no way taking anything off of you, from you, or any way like that. Not jinxing you in no kind of way. It's actually tell you what you probably realize from some kind of communication. What I am saying has got to be true. That if you take caution for what to do, what do you have to lose? When you're having faith, what kind of caution are you using when you're having faith in God and in Jesus and Adam and Eve in the garden? What is that? I am asking you, what kind of caution are you taking when you are believing in something and contributing to it? No. So you have got to know when your conviction is in something and not a belief venture. Don't do that. All right. Now, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something more about the time we are living in. Just think about what I have said to you about believing and how many people, African people, are believers in Adam and Eve in the garden. Now, because we grow up from a child in church and believing it, you just can't blame us for being believers, you know? No. You can't blame us for being believers. Mm-mm. You can't blame us for being believers at all, because that's the way our minds are made up. You know, you can train us to do anything if you catch us at the right place, at the right time, and get something inculcated in our minds. We will stay like that forever unless something happens, right? Now, it bothers me now to know I grew up in church and find out that the entire world is led into a dark black hole called Christianity, that we believe in Jesus and stuff like that. I'm finding out now, Jesus is not evidence in the Bible. There's no evidence in the Bible for Jesus as an actual character. It is a character, but they have this character twined up in a white character in the Bible. and depicting a white man, like, you know, look like he's like 30 years of age, like they say in the Bible. Jesus, you know, was about age 30 when he was crucified. They write that about Jesus in the, like, say, in the New Testament and Old Testament prophecy about Messiah, you know, didn't use the word Jesus back in the Old Testament, but it is understood that you're talking about the Messiah. That's the way we look at it. But a lot, what is so wrong about this? What is so destructive and destroy the mind of people and make our brain so retarded? We can't absorb real truth anymore. We are caught in a snare by these people. We don't even know white people, where they come from, or not like that. But you see them head and tail into the church, right? Why? When white people don't get along as a culture, we don't get along because they are a different culture. But yet still, we have a Bible that we regard that we are created by the same God in Genesis. Now, it took me a long time to find out it's a lie. It took me a long time to find history to tell me about white people. What I'm trying to say to you, is that we need to realize what kind of brain we have and how that you can be taken into a situation where your mind has changed about a lot of things. Things that should not change. So this is what we have going on in the world right now. We are being dominated by a dark black force that we are not able to untangle ourselves, bring ourselves out of this dark hole. Because we believe. And the worst thing is for Esau in the Bible. All this story, but, you know, we can draw some metaphor from them that work to a positive. Jacob and Esau. Jacob steal his brother Esau birthright. Right? Now, when we believe in Adam and Eve in a garden, and first God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. When we believe that, that's really what cut our jugular vein. Spiritually, that's right. That's what happened. Oh, many people in the world are deceived by the Bible and died. My two parents died and gone. They don't know anything. You know, that Christianity was a sodomite institution. They don't know that. And beyond 50 years before I come to find out, by reading, read history. I already know the Bible that is not certified. Now, must I respect the Bible that is not certified by academic consultants or teacher reviewers like the World Literature textbook is? No. I will not do that. I will not do that. And my life, I am not looking for anything else, because this history is the beginning and the end of our existence. Not the Bible, like what they said. Like God is Omega and the beginning and the end. God is perfect. None of those things are true in the Bible. You can't prove none of those things in the Bible. No God or spirit. And then they say he's a male. Where do you get gender from with spirit? Do you? No. All of these things we are led astray by, and we can't get out unless special knowledge comes. Special knowledge of history. That You won't be following anybody. No group, no, not like that. But words, you follow words. Now, if I tell you today, follow words. Don't follow anything else. Now, people can help you to follow words. But when they help you to follow words, you're not following them. They're teaching you how to follow words. Of course, we go to school and I learned how to use words. So this is what I'm trying to say. Don't follow the concept of foolishness that people say they're teaching you. All right, this is what I want to deal with going on into what I'm saying in this edition. Because serious consequences are awaiting us our lifetime if we continue to follow church. Church did not exist in the BC era, in the years gone by, where our ancestors were. We came out from them. They give birth to us. And procreation, you know, come on and people, you see, women are impregnated and their bellies start to grow, carrying children. All these years, hundreds of thousands of years. And why do you think we are here? Now, we are here and we are believing in a Bible that doesn't show us that pattern. No church existed in the BC era, right? Now, why do you think the European write AD Anno Domini? It's not for African people. It's not a jurisdiction for African land or people. AD Anno Domini is trash that you can't even burn for fuel. Really? These white people will not stand up into us if we tell them exactly what I'm saying. They can't. They just cannot. Probably take me for a joker. But I am telling you that as long as you're depending on belief and faith, hope and trust in the Bible, you're spiritually dead. You are insane, and your mind is only working on the tangible things that you are able to learn. You don't have any connection with divinity, with principality, because you believe nonsense. The Bible of Genesis creation story is nonsense. And if you read and know where the nonsense began, you will be shocked and surprised to know that you have been lost all along and didn't know it. The world is full. And then you're going to say, you mean to tell me that everybody in the world is wrong? Yeah, of course they're wrong, as long as they believe in what the Bible is saying about Adam's creation story. Huh? Yes. I'm telling you, I'm honest. I'm telling you I was wrong. Why should I tell you anything else? Because I proved that to be true. If you don't want to open up and learn, test something when you hear it, to see if it's true. If you can't test it, forget it. You're done with it. You see, you need to be able to test words and ideas that people are espousing. And to think that the church is a satanic thing and Christianity is a sodomite institution is that they keep us away. It's the mushroom they're using on us. Don't know if you know about the mushroom, but that's what we are under in the church. Mushroom, the Christian of long ago, that's what they use and spread all kind of fallacy all over the world. mushroom institution. And we are kept away from our prehistory existence. That makes us children of the Most High. Because you're there calling yourself children of the Most High, but you're not any kind of children of the Most High, because you believe in the Sodomite church, Christianity. Church is not a good name. Church is a homosexual word. Church. Okay? You talk about what is civilized for African people. Only African people who are ethnic group people, Chinese, Indians, and stuff like that. A lot of people don't know that we are all the same ethnicity and culture. All of what I call here, and there are more of us. And and have no connection with the Bible story of Adam and Eve in a garden. Because what the Israel tell us is not what the Bible say about Adam and Eve. There's some kind of relevance, but it has nothing to do with the truth about us. And if you know the reason why white people coming up with a Bible and trying to make the world believe that we are all created by this God where nobody can see, but sometimes they say some people in the past see God. That's what they would normally say, tell you about people in the past where see God, but God stopped make people see him. On all these things, like the talking serpent. The people are the talking, what is talking serpent? It's not no snake out of no creation. It's what happened between African people and these white people. And the reason why they write the Bible, they're talking about themselves. And when they talk about Jesus' blood, it's not Jesus' blood is real. It's the blood that makes us hybrid and children of the Most High. Now, for me to come to understanding of what I'm telling you is like a mystery, because I read on the fourth grade level for until I was 27 years of age. When I went into high school at that time, when I'm 27 years old, and I graduate high school. I come from Jamaica, really, and have a hard time to even read on the fourth grade level. And we just didn't have a lot of good schools. And those who were lucky to find good school to teach them, you know, I come from the countryside, and the school was not all that helpful. I mean, not just for me, but a bunch of people who I go to school with, they are oddly good readers, right? So I wanted to read better. And I migrate to America. At that time, America to me was a Christian country, and I just like what I hear about America. I didn't know that America was buried and marred in a cesspool of ignorance with white people, sodomites, who love to kill black people. That's what they're doing. They tame black people to kill you. How did they get Africa to start, you know, sell us to these white sodomites? And it is amazing when you know this story, where we're coming from with these white sodomites who were Homo erectus, could not talk. They were never created by no gods or a god. They didn't. The world history don't say that. And the Bible don't have anything that tell you about them either, but they are writing something to make it seem like everybody were created by this spirit god. And a spirit god that tell them to kill off the black people and take away everything we have. That is the fact about these white people. Now, if we were to get up at large and begin to tell the world that, what do you think would have happened? What do you think would happen? Right now, these white people are doing everything to shut us up so we don't talk. You see what I mean? But it's not that they're going to, like, be victorious in doing this. I don't think so. I don't see it so. I don't read anything that make me think that we are all going to be doomed and damned by this, you know, these faggot Bible stories. You know what I mean? Jesus and John the Baptist and all those kind of stuff. When you find out those things are not true, and it's hard for you to just digest that when you hear it first. But look, if anybody should pay attention to it, I am good reason to pay attention to it. Because I'm telling you, I'm in the church from I am age 7. My parents are Christians. I don't know anything else. We're in the country, and we go to this little something called church and stuff like that. For me to come and see something else, not in vision or dreams, but in actual communication, when your mind tells you something that is real, you know to look into it, or maybe when they tell you, you already know it is true, so you will follow the road of what you are taught in your brain and follow it. Well, that's what led me to where I'm at here. Ain't nobody can convince me. But I tell you, like, I want people to call me, right? And I'm about, like, losing that, I tell you. I want you to call me. Call me. 347-850-1358. White people are hiding from civilization. Yes. They're hiding from civilization. Now, look. The amount of iniquity that they are working behind the scenes, and we are not privy to it. If you start reading and read the writing and know what is going on in government, like NASA and the FBI and the Secret Service and all that, if you start read, you will find out that these are faggots. They are nomad faggots. Then they were never created except at the level of humanity called hominin. Hominin, hominin. And they evolve. Okay, evolve and go to taking on a different name. And they may become a little smarter humanoid until they are called different names. But this one that is primary name for these white people here who you cannot really tell what they are. So they take on African names and stuff like that. They were only going to be Homo erectus, right? They came to maturity Homo erectus as the pure breed that evolved hominin. That's where they come from, right? So their perfect development was not one that speak words. White people never develop to speak words on their own. Causes them to speak words and able to learn civilized skills is because they breach their culture and go out to fuck other people who are not in their culture. These white people that you're looking at right here, that's what the history says. Now, no wonder it took me so long. No wonder it took me so long to find out because there's nobody around in the world today, hardly anybody that will talk to you candidly like I do, right? I never hear anybody talk, you know, about the history of the white people and make it a clear thing, understandable thing, and talk about it like care who hear them say it. Because them your white people here ready to kill you when you are taking away their legacy, what they have found now, killing black people and taking what black people have. Right? They are never civilized. They never become civilized on their own. It might take them hundreds of thousands of years when their offspring, if they make it that far, because they are standing by for extinction, as you see them right now. It's the history. You don't know it. They don't write nothing about themselves. They write about black people because they get what they're looking for out of the black people. They call us black people. They ate us like they ate just put it like that. They ate black people to the greatest. I mean, until they're foaming, you know, as it were, out of their mouth, the hatred that they have, KKK, and all those kind of things that they set up. And they can't meet a real black people that drive them away. How about me? How about Tim Aldred? Why? They just like to go and kill off black people everywhere they see them. You see what I mean? If black people have a successful business and stuff like that, and especially a big corporation, they're ready to blast it from the sky, like Rose Mountain in Florida. They just wipe out these people in this little vicinity. Because they were economically successful. The White House, they don't want African people to survive. We would be thinking so. And we are supporting them by going to their church because we think it's our church. We're praising the same God. Stop thinking in kind of foolishness and go read the Bible good and see whether or not it is really making logical sense. It's not. But when you believe, that's all you're stuck with. Now, you can learn something from what I am saying because it's different from that nonsense. The nonsense that make you think that the White House is a good place and the FBI and the Secret Service. Because it is the new world, it's the Christmas world, it's the Santa Claus world the Bible is talking about. I come to find out, and look, well, the gods, they know that, they the gods were here in Africa until they create the hybrid. Now I'm able to read that story with my high school level education. And know these things, right? Now, there ain't nobody that's going to read in the context of A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you know, from A to Z. Anybody who read the context of language in this sense, you're not going to tell me that the Bible is certified by academic consultants and teacher reviewer. You can't. But when you open the World History textbook, that's what it says. The people who write these World History textbooks, they are recording what happened in the past. They never live in the past, but history come right along. And as you see us here, it's like linking the chain. Prehistory come right along, and we have pre-history here, because people have been writing history for such a mighty long time. Okay? And but since these white people 12,000 years ago, ever since they were 1.5 million years old as Homo erectus, you will find that to be true. Like anything else that name a place, you'll find it to be true in what I say, because I ain't going to tell you nothing that, you know, don't exist. I'm telling you what I regard as real history that we can learn real history from. Clearly, what we have going on here today is a history that nobody don't want to tell you about, because everything in the world now is what these white sodomite white men, they are the head of the world now. They have what you call United Nations and all this kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, these white men are coming from parents, bloodline of the Inquisition in the Catholic Church. That's where they're coming from. And the Pope is apologizing for sins of Catholic, all the wickedness that they have done to the black people, just after they learned to read and write, because like I tell you, they couldn't read nor write for almost 2 million years. They learned to read and write only since the gods came to earth, because the gods came to earth 450,000 years ago and came to earth and make their mission, created us, hybrid. Fertilization in vitro in glass tube. Yes, that's right. All the history is there for us. It is amazing to me that I grew up and, you know, in Jamaica like 27 years, and I learned to drive and used to drive for a number of people, bus and other private people I drove for. And all I drive, and I was a Christian from age 7, right? And I was not dirty at all. I tried to live the way that I learned, to live clean, right? Yes, sincerely. But I am so, you know, what you call it now? You know, there's a lot of emotional and thinking inside of me about that experience. That experience, as I drive and think and look on the road as I go along. Right? There is nothing. I mean, it's like life is barren. Barren. There's really nothing that, you know, like makes me feel delighted in life. No. So it would be a long way for me. And maybe had I been in Jamaica, I don't know what would happen to me. I don't know what would have happened to me. Because learning to read a little better and being in a place like the United States, well, Jamaica is just a little, like, almost 3 million people there. A place like the United States, all sort of people are here. And, you know, these sodomites, they use our money and, you know, just make America, what they call it, make America great. Yeah. After they learn to read, you know, the kind of stuff that they kill off. The African people here, I don't know now, like some 10 million Indians were in the United States when they came here. And they come here and butcher them at night when they go to sleep, and a mother, father, and children. They come, you know, and repeated it over and over, okay? Until they manage to get these people out of here and bring in all of their sodomites from all around wherever they are. Some were already scattered because at this time, almost 1,600 years since they make the AD Anadamani, and now they call it that. They have legal power now. And nobody stopped them. Africa don't stop these faggots who we know them when they were not doing anything but nothing, because they were only mute. And the only intelligence they have is making stone tools and make fire. And that they do until they met with Africans who came about in Africa 200,000 years. And 100,000 years ago, we walk out from Africa and settled outside of Africa at different places. They never leave Europe or Asia because they were uncivilized. Now, it is the history saying this. Now, are we supposed to tell them to get their stinking ass out of African territory? Why are they here? It is very clear why they are here. And because we were underdeveloped, we weren't able to hold our own. That's what I see. Our ancestors wasn't holding their own, and they disobey mingling with these folks. They were not supposed to mingle with them because it's detrimental, and all detrimental to the entire civilized world today, that our people intermingle with these Homo erectus, who first intermingle with what is called here Neanderthals. We have the truth. There is no way to live it down. And if they want to start killing us, why don't they start? Start, because starting to kill us is the end of their life, their lifespan. But what they are doing right now is dodging. They are ducking. You know what they're ducking? Extinction. When they interbreed and get the God's blood, see, they got the Neanderthal blood. Neanderthals have Homo sapien blood. They're not supposed to get none of that. But when they go lay down with the Neanderthals, Neanderthals died out. Because they intermingle with them, they probably would be alive today. But they intermingle up with these folks, so they died out. Just like Homo erectus died out. So now, that's the blood that they have of extinct ancestors. But now, we don't get extinct because we have the blood of the gods. So our species will continue to live until the gods decide whatever happened to us. But what we lacking is just not the genes that the gods have to live thousands and thousands and thousands of years. They don't give us that. But we are the top of intelligence. We are the top of civilization. And we are just, you know, wasting our life now because we don't know. Knowing is the destruction of these white people. When we come to know and stop going to church and doing all these old bunch of ass dead and cow fat stuff, is the destruction of them. And that's what the gods expect us to do. Instead of go and do all kind of foolishness with Israel. Because it's the truth that is the destroyer of them. They can't stand up in front of you and witness to their sodomite way of life. They can't tell you that. They have to deny it. We don't want them to come and stage nothing. Tell them, get out. Because there is no way they can dodge the bullet. We don't want them here. And we have the right. We have the power. We have everything to kick them out. And if they think they are not going to get kicked out, it's not a fist fight. It's not gunfight. It's just our presence and our words. All right? So they can stay there and think that, oh, they have all the wealth and Wall Street and all this kind of, and they're going to, like, show off themselves in front of us. No, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's the end of their world when we know the truth about them. Like they know the truth about us. They know the truth about us a lot, right? And they know that we are acting underdeveloped, but nobody cannot tell me that I'm underdeveloped now. Because what I read and find out, there's nobody to stunt me. No, because I never depend on anybody to teach me. It's come from above. And I start to read, so this is it. This is it. You see, they try to mute me on Black Talk Radio. Why are they muting me of what I say? Nobody heard it because they mute my mic. You see, because I don't talk abridged. They are faggots. They are licking batty men, all of them, and they come and make law in our territory to marry fucking batty. And I swear the God's going to help us. Destroy them. With the fire tornadoes. That's right. When they're coming home and think that they have a home, they see all ashes. You see what I mean? And then that's how they're going to be extinct. Because the God's going to extinct them. We here suffering all this time. And I never thought of anything that was going to destroy these people until eventually, the knowledge came. They are going to be extinct. White people, the best thing they have to do, go back to Europe. They may save themselves a little longer, right? But who knows? They may never dodge the bullet at all. I want to thank you for tuning into the program because it's time to tell the truth. And the truth is what I tell. And for me, it's my delight. I don't depend on anybody. I look to the power that created us. That's the only way it will work. You have to have the mind to want to know, because these sodomites put us into a dumb world called AD on Adamani. But they will not get away from what they have coming to them. They will not. Okay? Talk about federal government. You're going to find out what federal government is. Okay, that destroy the civilization of the gods. We are the children of the Most High. It's not them, but they come in now and at the rate that we are handling ourselves. These guys establish anything they want to talk about and force us to accept it. That is over with. That is done. Right? And let them begin to attack, and they will find out how quick they get annihilated, like they was, like they were in their attempt to the earth from Mars or the moon of Mars and get shot down. They saw the object coming, okay, and between Mars and the moon and the shadow, the elliptic shadow and all that. They don't want to tell us, but it came out anyway. I'm doing some reading, right? I get to find out the NASA secret, the white men sodomite secret. They are in a hurry to put us out after they are on their own. They are not quite on their own yet at all. They're still depending on the hybrid African people they call black people. Yes, everywhere they go, they come and learn from us and make themselves more and more mature in the way civilized people live. That's what they're doing. But all these churches and stuff like that, they have the, get them out of here. Get them out of here. Get out all your sodomite people where you bring come in our territory. It is so that they must get out. It's the order that they must leave every African territory. I see nothing else in my brain. That's what the gods are telling me. But guess what? They are trying to stop and block the gods from coming back to earth. If you don't know, ask me about that. I'll tell you. That's what these faggot white people are doing with the great wealth of African people. But who is making them a fool? The gods themselves. Making them a fool, and that they will extinct like their ancestors. Doesn't matter how they call themselves Pluto. But what I'm telling you is a fact. Between them and Gorbachev, if you don't know that they are the same blood people, them, proto, Indo-European, all of these European countries, they are all up for extinction. Okay? And they will be destroyed for the things that they do. They don't have any business doing those things and use the God's work for themselves, you know, and all they use it to do is to have glory, to select whatever ass they want to fuck. You see what I mean? So they turn billionaires and all that kind of stuff, and all they do is fuck each other's ass and glorify sodomy. That's all they do. All right. What they're doing since the 1980s is to put up station in space. War station. Okay? Because they know now for sure they can't fool the world anymore that we are alone on Earth. They can't. But that's what they were telling us, and the church, the Catholic, like there's no church but the Catholic Church and what they can do. But now, the truth is in the world is in the world history, prehistory, about the gods, and it is history, and they know it. Why are they telling us that we are alone? And we are created by extraterrestrial from Planet X. Planet X, they call it. But the name is Nibiru. They don't want to say Nibiru. These sodomite white men, they don't want to say Nibiru. But it is in prehistory. Prehistory don't call, you know, our God's planet. They don't call it Planet X. It's Nibiru. You see what I mean? And they've been talking a whole bunch of probable and ambiguous things for a long time to convince us that there is no other civilization but what the fucking sodomites they talk about and what they create with Sodom and Gomorrah and with this AD and Adamani now. Everything is about them. It's not about the gods. They know fully well why they don't write in their Bible that we are created by the gods. Like, they at the same time, they are writing in the Bible that God said, let us make man in our own image and likeness. But then they turn it off into something else, into monotheism God. That's what they have done. You got to know what is happening. I am perfectly happy. And my life has been improved and continue to improve. I'm knowing more and more about the transformation of my mind. And that is what I wanted, because I was stunted, right, with the church and can't get on the frequency. I want to think and to feel good. Now, I am on my way. I am on my way because, you know, don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of that. Because you must ascend mentally while you are alive right now. Right now. You see? And if you don't come up to know the real history about us and the gods that these sodomites are trying to keep us from knowing, they want to keep us from knowing because they are extinct creatures. They don't have any use. No spiritual use. White people have no spiritual use. Okay? They don't have any spiritual use. Unless they go to Anu and Anu give them rights to civilization. Apart from that, white people have no connection with civilization. Okay? Now, those who have use, the gods knows. But in general, I cannot commend or report that white people are civilized. No. Whichever assortment is going to be made on any of them that have any use, the gods will do it. I can't do that. They are a sodomite culture, and they must stay by themselves. What they're doing here, talking about they have government over us. They just don't. And they're going to, like, be pile-driven on their head when the truth hit them. It's not a physical thing I'm talking about. I am not violent. I'll never be violent. Raw truth will catapult them with all the evil that they have done. And let Africa sit over there and behave like they don't have no sense. Well, gods will take care of them, right? Because we have a brain like they have a brain. We have to know the truth and to live out the truth before we are dead. They don't have anywhere to go. Like I say, they are on standby for extinction. All of these white people, all you see that they are doing, that's where they are going. They can sing all the good story about Jesus. I can prove to anybody that the whole story about God and he begot a son is nasty lies. And they know it. These white people know it. That's why you have no right to respect these white people. First of all, they come among us because they want to destroy us. That's it. And so they were not evolved to live forever. No. Or to last as a species. No. That's why they interbreed with other blood. And eventually, the hybrid people, you know, hybrid people want to fuck them. Fuck them. Because they're white and look pretty or romantic or sexy or something like that. Look. Hey, it just don't work. It just don't work. And you're just having a good time having sex. And that's the reason why you see these white people focus all of what they're doing and focus on sex. Not just the normal sex, but the fucking sex. That's it. That's the law in the United States. It is the law in the United States. You know, not to fuck a person in their asshole. That's right. Do you know how blasphemous that is? They want to come here and willfully transform us with what they call kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. They are reconstructioning us in a psychological way. Gradually shift us out of being civilized. That's what these faggots are doing right now. Now, listen. One of the things I want to tell you about is that the trillions and trillions of dollars these fucking ass white men use in space, you will drop on your knees and roll in the grass to know the amount of money these white sodomites come here over the last 2,600 years, going around, and in America 400 years. How long ago they go into Palestine, you know? I mean, like from 63 BC, okay? But what I'm trying to tell you is that they have lost two spaceships that were working in the effort for them to get to Mars. They want to colonize Mars with their fucking ass and stuff. That's what they are working on because they already defile up the earth already with the churches. You see, and how many homosexual, they're on earth today. Go back 1,000 years BC. How many sodomites were around on earth? Now them full it up. A sodomite. All the little places where you have African people. There's so much sodomite there. People have to be killing some of them, the sodomite them. You know what I mean? Because them don't want the sodomite sitting there. Black people don't want no sodomy with them, in their territory. And they're forcing it on us. Okay? If you think Biden is not a fucking ass man, then what is he? He wouldn't be working for them. Biden is a sodomite man. All of them are sodomite. Trump, all of them. But they are fooling us like they have wives. None of them. The presidency is only to elevate sodomic culture. Otherwise, why would they say the Bible, God in the Bible begot a son? And God is a spirit. He's a man, but he's a spirit. All the foolishness, what these white people write, no, we're going to clean house. We're going to clean house. The gods know it and see what they are doing. They come close, but they're not going to get there. We are now seeing the promised land because we know what they are doing, these white people. And if you think that they are beloved and stuff like that, they are not in our country because they love us. They want us to fuck us. They want us to accept fucking Batty as a normative. That's what they want. Now, let me tell you something. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We're going to start, send them where they're supposed to go with the truth. Okay? Because they think they're going to be here forever and all that kind of stuff. I scorn that. I scorn that. Fucking ass people want to turn us who the gods made. They are gods and goddesses. They made us heterosexual. They want to turn us and reconstruct us and claim that, they are reshaping African culture and that we were Christian from origin. Imagine this fucking ass. Get out. Get out. I hate, I scorn when I see them behaving like, they're going to be here forevermore. Now, when I want to talk, I want to talk. I want to get it out. I want people to understand it. Because they will not do it. They will not do it. Now, I'm telling you that they are trying so hard and behaving like they don't know no better. They're trying to find out. They are not. They are trying to gain dominance over the African civilized world. That's what these honest fucking white men and the churches, they're using the churches to do, is to give them dominion over earth. And that all the earth must be filled with all sodomites. So see, they come now and talk about, they have control over education, building schools and all this kind of stuff, hospitals and universities and stuff like that. They don't have no business doing that and behave like they have a right to do it. Show me where in history. Show me where in history. Okay? That's right. Telling you the amount of wealth that they are spending to send one of those spacecraft up there. Right? It's trillions of dollars. Like 3 trillion, 4 trillion. You see? That they are spending out there because their objective is to make sodomy totally spread over the earth, where they are like the gods who came here and rule before they left us with kingship to rule. And what do they do? Come on over, take and tell Africa to go sit down. They use the little education. And I think that this is happening for a reason. When they think that they are going to spread their sodomy, they're going to see what's going to spread. The gods will forever rule and dominate the earth. But they right now are setting up to attack the gods if they ever try to come back on this planet. That's what these fucking ass white people are doing right now. But, you see, they were going to go ahead and try to get onto Mars. They find out that when they get shot down, they're getting resistance. So now they're going to use their weapons now and the gods if they ever try to come back to Earth and into all the nice things that they have done here. And this place is a favored place of the gods and goddesses. And they are there now using our money to put up stations in space. In both the Soviet United States, America, they call it. And they want to, string up the sky with their telescope and their way station. They want to put it all up there because they are not going to allow no extraterrestrial from other planet to come here. They will have to, they can't come here. And that's what they're doing. That's what they've been doing from in the 80s, right? And all of them want between America and the Soviets. They all want to get ahead of the other with this space program. Now, you imagine that these licking ass, filthy white people that never was able to talk over the past 12,000 years, they learned to speak something and whatever they're doing now. They couldn't do it. Why they didn't do these things from when over the past 2 million years that they are up in Europe and Asia? Why they didn't do it? No, they couldn't. So they look a way to go there and say, well, then all right, interbreed with them, get the blood, and then we'll have them covered. That's what they have done. They call themselves Pluto today. But it's happened since 12,000 years. The planet of the gods that came here, that we read about in history, with all of the things that are out there that they make up, and these sodomites been fighting against us, you know, and want to defeat the work of the gods. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished. Revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, listen, my friends, this is serious stuff. If you're going to live long enough, you'll see stuff happen here. Because they come now and America belongs to white people. And they don't plan on going back where they come from. No. Can't you see? Don't Trump tell you this is their country? All of these presidents, oh, God bless America. God bless America. Because they see that they get us to believe in the Bible, God, and prophets, all that world that they make, and how God begin to deal with the people he make in the Garden of Eden. None of that trash is true. None is true, okay? And the things that they are done, they see that black people, attention, it's not on the filthy stuff that they are doing and dragging civilization into sodomy. Black people not seeing that. I am seeing it. And it's such a good thing that there is no amount of people on earth that can turn me in the other direction. There's nobody. Because I read and I see the fact truth. May the good Lord wring my ears. These guys, all they are doing is, you know, they get us to the point where the Pope is apologizing for all these wicked things they do to us using the Inquisition. And what's his name? Biden. They are all from the Inquisition. Look, why you think they're behaving now like a little softer now? They know they're up for extinction. They know that. And you see them are married now. Look, we have a reverse effect on them. Because although We can't boast about winning any battle against them so far, except me. I've been abused, you know, in their church life. You know, I couldn't be anybody at all. But now, the strength of the God civilization will blast them where they don't want to go. That's what they are working on, and they are spending our wealth out there, and our people are suffering on earth. Now, look at what is going to happen to them. You see, why they don't come here and do everything like Sodomites do? They come here and they have to adjust themselves, marrying and go and use law, everything that we have. They begin to use it and look like us and carry on in a lot of ways. Now, we have an effect on them, okay, that they have to be modernizing themselves differently from the way they were for 2 million years. They have to, because you can't adjust the civilization. They can't change civilization, but they can monkey around by turning us fools, and we don't know what is true from false. But as soon as we know what is true from false, you remember what they say God said in the garden? No, the man is wise as one of us, knowing good and evil. This is what happened to us. Once we know the truth, what the Pope is apologizing about, they are thinking that we come to know good from bad. When they confuse us, they find out that we develop and understand the truth that they've been hiding from us. Talk about talking serpent. They are the talking serpent. And they have done so badly that when everybody in the world find out that white people are just body-licking idiots and come to learn a little language and stuff like that and begin to call themselves Greek, Romans, and all kind of Philistine, all kind of stuff. And when people find out, they will come to naught. White people, when they cannot answer to position in the world, all over the place, they will melt like butter against the sun. Right? That's it. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. A.D. Anno Domini is church. There was no church. They change our calendar, all these kind of stuff. Look, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in. What son does God have? Only one son? No. With all of the nastiness that they use African name and character to do themselves out of it because they don't have anything good enough to make into gold. Only African. If they had gold up in Europe, they didn't need to come to African territories. No. They would have everything up in Europe. These sodomites, you know, they've been uncivilized from before, I mean, from they were evolving, right? And now they interbreed up until they can come into this position now. And now they want to, like, just wipe out what the gods established here. That's not true. It's not going to happen. All right. So I'm telling you now, they find the planet that the gods are on, that the Sumerian Zechariah Sitchin wrote about it, and combat the things that the church is saying. You know, the church is against anybody who writes the truth about the cosmos, because they don't want no other civilization to exist. They want it to be just us so that they can make us all sodomy and dominate us. That's what they say. That is what they say. I'm telling you what they say. And if you want the proof, I'll give it to you. Right? Now, I'm just messaging. It's up for you to see whether or not I'm coming out on the negative side or the positive side. The positive side is what put a person into a sane state of mind. That's what I am talking. And I am not getting anybody to resist or to show anything different, because I'm telling the truth that I am interested in. The truth that everybody should be interested in. So I'm telling you, these honest fuckers up there with all the high-tech stuff that they are using our money to squander in. That's not what they should be doing. They should be trying to clean up the mess that they do on Earth. They're not doing that. They want to take it all up to Mars, right? Now they realize no, Mars not going on, so they're going to put up their station. That if them gods ever try to put them foot back in Africa or any place on this planet, they're going to fix the business. That's what these sodomites are doing. You see, with them call it the federal government. Look at where they have of the Earth. This is the center or the capital of the world. America is the capital of the world. It's not the Vatican. Because what the Vatican are going with? Stink of shit. You see what I mean? Sodomites. You see? They are Inquisition and Crusaders and ISIS. All of these things, they are. I mean, the amount of people that they destroy on planet Earth. I'm telling you. They found Nibiru. They find it. They are acknowledging that it exists now. And before I read and know, well, about 2 years or so ago, I remember when they were doing massive search to find it. They eventually are now unequivocal. They found it. But there is more for them to see. But it is for sure that they know in our solar system we have civilization. Those gods and goddesses that came to Earth and dredged out Africa for rivers, those guys who put up all these beautiful structures on Earth, these fuckers take it all over. Black people can't touch it. Imagine that. And I live a whole bunch of stuff. They overthrow the king in Italy and nobody can't touch them. Nobody can't touch them. But you know what? The Lord has a mighty and strong one. Like a tempest of hail and a devouring storm. It will be a terrible thing. It will be terrible to hear the report. You see? Because they think that they got it all now. They steal all the knowledge and use it to fuck and go into the space and trying to go up there to colonize Mars with them fucking ass. That's what they're trying to do. It doesn't matter what they think about what I say. It doesn't matter to me what they think. Because the only thing that they do is kill, and we know that. Pope apologized for the sins of Catholic. And what did they do? To show you that they're doing it for 2,000 years ago, right? By Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Pope John Paul will make a sweeping confession Sunday, of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official says. All right, it goes on. Tell you exactly what he's going to apologize about. The document lists false the Pope will address. including wars of religion, not church, religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, killing and confiscation of African people property and, you know, and their body, because they're going to kick you out to wherever you don't belong and all that. And they make law. 1220 AD, they make legislation to do that. Violent oppression. That's what these stinking fucking white people do to African people. And that law is still in effect. Right moment I'm talking to you. AD Anno Domini, fucking idiot. They make that up. They make it up. We have civilization, the zodiacal calendar that the gods made up. These fucking ass don't change all of that to AD Anno Domini and come to the West and tell her we are under it. Fucking idiot. Stinking fucking idiot. They don't have no right at all. That history book that we have, that they don't write one for themselves. This is history that represents the world. They don't write one for themselves. The fucking white, uncivilized rat. Monkeys them. This is what they do to our world. And we must stand for it. No, gods are there. They know they are there. They're spending our money, wasting our money to put, station to destroy the gods them. These guys can fuck ass. I mean, they don't have nothing at all to help them besides fucking ass. So that's why they are the way they are. It's for us to know. The Pope is apologizing for all these things that they have been doing us. And they're climatic now. They're coming to a climax. Okay? And we don't know. They call themselves Puritan. Puritan Christian agenda. That's what they have here now. What kind of stuff they write? Oh, they brag or they kill black people and do whatever they want to do them. And they have the churches and stuff like that. And when they get ready, they don't care about what they're saying because they are filthy, filthy, insane. You know, men coming out of the tomb, they're writing about themselves. Jesus casting out devils. It's them. They're talking about themselves. They don't know that the gods would do something about it. I am here talking because the gods don't run out of working wonders. I am a wonder. I am a wonder that I can come to know this thing, dumb as a bat, dumb, what you'd call I'm a dunce. I am a dunce. The way I come to read and, you know, I start to read, I don't read good right now, but at least people can understand what I'm saying. But I'm doing a lot better than I used to. You know what I mean? I don't know if people understand me in the past and know what I'm saying and, you know, take some good cues from what I say. But now I'm a lot better than I was. Yeah, I talk good enough now that lawyers, you know, run away from me. Yeah, lawyers and judges too. Now, so, yes, if they don't think that the gods would do something to make us mature, that we don't have to go out there and claim that we are superpower and shoot other people and kill them and go up Europe and go threaten them. We have never done that. Look at what they've done to us. Well, look, the gods is going to do something to these fucking ass white people, you see? Yes. Like, you see, you know, they're lucky they didn't have people in the spacecraft that they have up there. They're lucky because they would be gone, but, you know, they have others that blow up on their way when they're doing stuff over there. But this was a special mission that they were on, and it is in the history what happened to them. They don't want us to know. They're sodomites. They're not as successful as they would want us to think. No. We belong to the gods, and they decide that they don't care about the gods or us. Okay? And this is what they have been doing. And it is shocking that we can't get enough African people to understand and get out of the church. But this is what they have been doing to us. Yes, the Crusades and the Inquisition have been killing us over all this time. And they are telling you mildly about what they did. Disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization. Affronts, disrespect to women. They single that out because they kill a lot of women. Women who are strong in civilized sense. Especially, they want them. And they are mothers that bring children. And they kill a lot of women. Imagine that. These faggots. Homosexual. Okay? The coercion of the Inquisition. Disrespect for cultures and faiths. Polytheism, they call faith. We don't call it faith. Them call it faith. No. What? For the disrespect for cultures, our cultures, our civilized culture, that African ethnic people, we, and they are confessing of what they do to us over the past 2,000 years. All over the world, from Europe, from right around to Palestine to in America, right? So they are, I don't know what getting to this Pope while he's apologizing and telling all this kind of stuff. And black people don't take it for anything to get on the right, go read their history and stuff like that. Look at what these guys are doing. And they are the ones who bring the Bible. And I know a lot of black people find out. I have to say that. A lot of black people find out, but not enough, man. All of us need to find out, but some are not going to. You see, because some of them turned sodomites already. Now, so they go on to say, he went on to say more. He says, so they disrespect cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization. Affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, abuses of the rights of individuals. That's what they've been doing. No, they're changing the way we think, change language and everything like that since they learned to read. Now, bless me and thank the gods that I learn as much as I have and continue to learn, right? And I hope that people are out there, are hearing and catching on, and you just want to get out of the church. Get out of the church of Adam and Eve when a perverted story that they are writing about Adam and Eve. It's not history. Okay? Read our history and find out your origin. Okay? And that's what needs to be done. All right. Now, tell you a lot. And I want to tell you the balance of what I have to say. All right? And I got one visitor yesterday. I got none today. All right? So I don't expect any more, but I do my best to draw attention. But, you know, if you don't want to come, you don't come. You see, because I'm telling the truth, and they don't have a court system that can ever block what I say, because I'm going to go there and confront them. You know, if they ever take me into court about anything, they will have to tell me about jurisdiction. You see what I mean? They have to tell me about jurisdiction and what is the history before Christ, what is it? They'll have to answer. They'll have to answer to I mean, vicious, vicious factual questions that don't leave them even gas. Okay? So I'm telling you, the Nibiru is out there, right? And everything that they're talking about, that's the planet that caused a lot of destruction when it comes past through here. Nibiru, right? And that's the planet. So they were talking a lot. Some of these guys who are searching, I guess they probably might not even know what is behind everything. But I am telling you, guys who are out there searching, and I would possibly, I would believe that a lot of them are doing real search. They're not faking it. But these faggot white people who talk about their presidents and whatever else, right, take over all of the African world. Now it's time for us to realize that we don't do that no more. We must talk the truth. And if you can't talk the truth, you don't worth the while live on earth. I mean, if you're not worthy of the gods that created civilization, then why do you think you should live here and enjoy the good things that they have left here for us? No, you're not worthy of it. So what I want to tell you now is this. Elohim gods, kingship rule heaven on earth. Elohim gods, kingship rule heaven on earth. Europe abort Mars mission. Like I was telling you, that they are no longer pursuing Mars. They probably faking, because why would they want, they send a robot up there, you know what I mean? They are shamming. They could not come into the experience that they have had. They don't send man spacecraft. They're anxious to get into Mars, because they want their sodomite honest fucking to get underway. That's right, man. They have big plans for Mars. That day when they're going to fuck ass up of Mars, boy, it's going to lit up. Yeah. I'm telling you, these guys think that they are this and that. They are this and that in Europe. They are this and that in Europe. Right? But the word is coming to them now. The gods will not stand for them any longer. Whatever it was. Get out. Yes? So this is where we are now. They are now, you know, chewing their cud in knowing we are not alone. And they can't tell the world that no more. These white people are coming to a close. Over the past 2,600 years, in retrospect, it is evident that the diminution superpower adversely was the other side of the coin of cooperation between America or the United States. It's not America. It's United States. Because that's what these sodomites created. United States. The U.S. Right? They are cooperating with each other now. You know, the Soviet and United States. They were enemies. And they were destroying each other. But now they realize it's better for them to cooperate, especially now that they don't have the REM to swing their, you know, their faggot self all over the place like they used to. Because from they get shot down, you know, the first spacecraft where it is the name of this Phobos. Yes, this Phobos one was destroyed, and I have yet to research what really happened to it. But similarly, they sent up a second Phobos, Phobos 2. And this is the one that gets shut down up at the Mars moonlet. Right? Mars has two moons, right? And this one, that where they were working, is Phobos 2. That got shut down and went into a tailspin. I don't think they even recover anything of it. So, listen, they are behaving like they rule the world, you see. Yeah, so they are, you know, in America, I mean, you know, is white man run it. Yeah, and in the federal building, it's them. You see what I mean? And they don't think that we are in a position to look at them as fucking filthy ass, sodomite fucking ass. They don't think that's the way we are to see them, but that's the way the world sees them now. Because nobody cannot change what I say. Fucking ass, and want to teach our children to fuck ass too. Get it all back in Europe. In space effort. And that from 1984 on, the only joint effort that was paramount in all minds was, wow. Let's go back here. They're saying, in retrospect, it is evident that the diminution of superpower adversity was, wait a minute, yes, adversity was the other side, cooperation in space effort. Right? Yeah, because they're all trying to fight against each other, but now they realize they better put their effort into the both of them collaborate to fight, put up their space station to fight if the gods want to come back to Earth, come take over business. Because they know if the gods come back here, the gods will kick them out right away. Out of every African territory, they would be kicked out. So they decide now they're going to cooperate with their effort to build their station, that if they are attacked by alien forces, the both of them going to get together and fight them. They're going to fight them. Imagine, they would have chance to fight the gods. Would they? Of course not. You know, they should understand it would, if the gods begin to come here, and already it is written down that the God is going to totally abolish them too. It's written, you see, and it's going to be quick, swift. So if they've gone, put up their thing up there, and they will see what is going to really happen when it happens, right? Now, he show you that they fuck sabotage, that they don't think of, you know, they can't turn around and go back to Europe. No! And leave African people alone. They can't do that because they fucked too much ass. They're intoxicated with fucking ass. These white people. They cannot be stopped until they are stopped by the force they cannot control. Now, adversity. He says, the superpower adversity. Other side of the coin of cooperation in space effort. Oh. Yes. In space effort. Cooperation in space effort. And that from 1984 on, the only joint effort that was paramount in all minds was going to Mars. That's all they set their mind on. Because they want to go up there, go fuck ass until the ego is bursting up. They want to go to Mars. Not just go to Mars, but paramount in all minds of them was going to Mars together. We have already reviewed the extent of the U.S. endorsement of and patient in the Phobos mission. When the role of American scientists in this mission became known, it was explained that it was officially sanctioned due to the improvement in Soviet American relations. It was also released that American defense experts were concerned about the Soviets' intent to use a powerful laser in space to bombard the surface to bombard the surface of Phobos, fearing it would give the Soviets an advantage in their Star Wars program of space defense. But the White House overruled the defense experts and gave it consent. Such cooperation was quite a change. And they ought to know what the change means. The gods are out there, unlikely to come here. Such cooperation was quite a change from what had been the norm before then with them. In the past, the Soviets not only guarded their space secrets zealously, but also the Soviets not only guard their space secrets zealously, but also made every effort to upstage the Americans. You hear that? You hear that? Good. But in imminent danger, like what they think they may be in, they decide that, you know what? It don't make no sense. We try and go out with the Phobos program that we have lost, where they shoot us down. We just need now to protect ourselves in space here. If they want to come and attack us, we will fight together. And they vow to fight together, these fucking ass idiots playing with the gods above. In 1969, they launched Luna 15 in a failed attempt, Americans, to the moon. failed attempt. Of the Americans to the moon. Okay. Yes. To the moon, they fail. In 1971, they sent to Mars. They sent to Mars. Not one, but three spacecraft in 1971. They sent three spacecraft. These fucking ass want to get to Mars. You see what I mean? And there is no guessing why they want to go there. They want to spread sodomy like the superior culture on planet Earth. That's what they want to do. Spread sodomy. So they have the Bible already begin to bring in African people into sodomy. When black people find out that they never have no Adam and Eve in a garden, because no geography is entered in the Bible, that there was a garden where a spirit God put Adam and Eve in. We don't have none of that. Black people and the world going to find out that none of what the white people them are preaching and say is true, you see, and that there is history to tell them the real truth. Well, what are they going to do? So they sent up three in 1979, three spacecraft to do what? Intending to put orbiters on Mars. Just days ahead of Mariner 9. You see how much money they are using from the African wealth to do these faggot missions that they want? Right? To expand fucking ass in the skies and on Earth. When the two superpowers paused for the tent. Two of them decide they're going to have the tent. They signed a space cooperation agreement in 1972. They're serious. Only visible. Its only visible result was the Apollo Soyuz link-up. In 1975. How much money these guys have been wasting, man? Ensuing events such as the suppression of the Solidarity movement in Poland, the invasion of Afghanistan, renewed Cold War tension. So they fall out again, you know, the Cold War animosity. In 1982, President Reagan refused to renew the 1972 agreement and launch, instead, massive U.S. rearmament. You know, they follow, so they decide to rearm, you know, and don't follow the Soviets them, because the Soviets are going to drop them on the head. They want to be the best. So now they realize that, you know, them brother not being honest with them. Yes, he's going to like launch instead a massive U.S. massive U.S. rearmament effort against the evil empire. Remember that? When Reagan used to call the Soviets the evil empire, did we know why call them evil empire? My friends, this is about what I have to tell you today. And this is 3 hours almost. And I am telling you that African people are standing in the most auspicious position. We are blessed by the gods to be created hybrid with that blood. Now, these white people make up the church and they emulate so many things. They turn around and taught it to us. And over 509 BC to 63 BC, they have been out there doing nothing but using our military that they have stolen with dress code and parade as Romans. We have a story to tell the world that have been hidden. What they have done in removing the king, the first king from Rome and take over Rome. And then have our military out there like 600 years removing black people out of their place and making them Roman citizens. I mean, similar to what we are experiencing here today. Now, it's a different thing when we have the dynamics of the truth that they have been ducking from all along, and we were not able to deliver, right? You have the Martin, what do you call him? Martin Luther King. You have the one who had the ship and wanted to take African back to Africa. And then we have Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Jesse Jackson and all these guys, even Muhammad Ali, a lot of these guys, but they never speak of history. The history that has the political interference that these sodomites had. These sodomites who learned to read over the past, read from the Elohim, polytheism, academic institution. That's where these sodomites learned to read. Okay? Because remember, they are sodomites for 2 million years in Europe and never gone nowhere. They didn't know anything. And it's, and as the sea lay eyes on the African people going out of Africa, they accost them and go breed them up. You know, there it can't be nothing else they do. I don't see African people go look them to fuck them and interbreed now, giving them a new kind of a new kind of generation. That's what they have done. We have the story here to spill on them. You see what I mean? They ain't going any further than where they are. You see, because they want to, that, you know, if they can't go up into space, where are they going to go? You see what I mean? So they are just like fooling people. Like they have it, you know, they are that all that big and, you know, what they're doing in space, you can't match them. Lie. The fucking ass. As much as they can fuck, because they're not going up into Mars. They're not going to Mars, right? And what they are doing right now is just playing game with the 10th planet, Nibiru. That you know, I mean, see, they call they You watch them now. You watch the Soviet and America now and see what they're doing. Look at what they're doing now. You see, they're coming out of Afghanistan. Do we know why? Do we know why? They know something that we don't know. Anything you see these sodomites do, they have reason for that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Listen to me. I sleep well at night. It doesn't matter to me if I'm bummed up while I'm sleeping. It really doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me. I know where these people are headed. I know where they're headed. And they've been talking for quite some time now. And been, you know, aiming at this issue here. And all these things that they are talking, oh, you know, they're honest fuckers. They're not nobody at all. And they're coming from the hominid who, you know, and this little thing that they decided that, you know, they have a forte with is to fuck other people to get their blood. You see? And now they strike gold. You know? They have, you know, white people now who cultivate a demeanor like they are civilized people. But you watch and see. May the blessing of the gods be on you who love the gods and are keeping your adoration in that way. Not the Bible. Not the Bible, my friends. Go and read. The world is the textbook and see where civilization is coming from. All right? And blessings to you. I'm going to go now. And I'm sending the energy to you. And it's for you to seek and find out whether or not I'm talking to you from the right energy. My antenna is not going to cut off the communication like Phobos did and leave these guys down here in turmoil. Especially, I mean, I'm not talking about African people, because Africa over there sit down one side, over there full up of Christianity, and they're staying far, far away from these white people and conflict. They only want to protect themselves and keep, you know, calm and stuff like that. I am not keeping calm. I'm talking the truth. Let this fucking ass fuck. Ask as much, you know, get a lot of Viagra and fuck each ass as much as they want. But get it out of our territory. There's no joke about that. Listen, there is no joke about this. We don't make up the fuck ass. And you dare come here and tell us we must fuck ass with your Bible, Jesus. Get out of here. The tune is, fools die for wants of wisdom. Peter Touch.
But fools die for want of wisdom. salvation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of a poor is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. To build a better nation, clean up our creation, or there will be no future for you. Righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Feel my heart song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.